May 2nd, welcome back to Edgework, presented by Pinnacle. I'm Zach Phillips, joined this Thursday morning by So Money Sports, Rusty Bill, to help break down tonight's one game on the NHL schedule, as well as recap the two that we saw last night. We can answer some questions from the chat if people are going to hit that like button and participate in the chat here today. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Before we can get into anything else, let's remind everybody that if you haven't already, make sure to sign up at Pinnacle Sportsbook. Pinnacle is the world's sharpest sportsbook. You can find out what professional bettors have known for decades. Pinnacle is where the best bettors play. You must be 19 plus in Ontario. Please play responsibly. Not available in the U.S. Make sure to head on over to the Pinnacle Sportsbook. Even when we pull up today's single game at some point here, you'll see that the best price, whether it's on sides, totals, money lines, first periods, whatever it is, you'll see Pinnacle popping up there as the best price or next to for every single day that we're pulling up these games. So make sure to head on over to Pinnacle Sportsbook as well. I want to remind people or let people know that there is a new contest dropping here. You can find the link to sign up in the description of the show. If you're into NHL trivia, if you're into NHL contests, you can head on over and check out the Draft Party NHL Trivia Contest starting May 6th. So that is May 6th, running through for 20 days, running through different categories, whether it be individual players, recent history, career performance, teams, odds, and ends. You can head over to Draft Party for daily NHL trivia, and that will be starting May 6th. So you'll have time to get signed up. Click the link in the description, whether you're watching on YouTube or if you are listening back on podcasts after the fact. You can click that Google form in there and sign up for the Draft Party NHL trivia. There will be prizes, I believe, as well there. So make sure to sign up and head on over. I will be participating, and we'll get some people from the Edgework team participating in there as well. Russ, let's start here. I mean, we could talk about the games a little bit, but I just kind of want to briefly get your thoughts. The Avalanche, they're through pretty easily. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I mean, feel awesome. They absolutely took that series by the horns, absolutely dominated the Jets. What was it, 28 goals in five games? Yeah, just no match. I think you kind of saw exactly what we talked about all last year and what this team can do when all of their top forwards are flying around. You know, some questions with Georgiev in that first game, but it doesn't matter when their offense is playing that well. So very, very happy about the Avs series. Feel very good going forward. Hopefully this Stars Knights game can go to seven games, just so they beat up on each other a little bit. But honestly, I feel good in this next round as well. I think the teams that are going to give the Avs trouble are some of these more high-flying offensive teams, like maybe if they find, you know, if they get to the Oilers or something like that. But some of these defensive teams, I think that they're just going to, you know, put on the offense and, you know, kind of skate around them more or less. It looked like the Avs were playing a completely different sport than the Jets these last few games. So I feel great, man. They absolutely dominated. And I don't think we need to worry about that questionable game that Georgiev put up in the first game of that series. You know, it feels like that was a long time ago now. So all is well, man. The Avs are through, they're playing great, and get some time off before this next series against either the Stars or the Knights.
Yeah, congratulations, Russ. I'm happy for you. You got through there nice and clean. Yeah. Get easy, get a couple days to rest and recover, so that's good news for yourself. So Money and myself are still in the fight of our lives. Just trying sweating, to get through this first round. Yeah, so still sweating for our teams. Now, a team that isn't necessarily ours, but it is ours as the Edgework show, would be the Dallas Stars. They take a 3-2 series lead there last night. So Money, what did you make of the way the Stars played, their ability to kind of close out this series? They've got one more win to go to get it done and get through to the next round. But so far, how are you feeling about Dallas?
I feel good. I think that we talked about this the other day, where they are starting to find their legs. They're starting to play into their game, and each game they're getting stronger and stronger. So I think that and Vegas doesn't really have any of the answers right now. So I think they're fine, and I feel good about them. I don't know really if they close it out in Vegas, but I mean, depending on the number. Yeah, it feels good. I think I think Stars are fine, and that and yeah. that Stars Avalanche series would be a fantastic hockey.
Yep.
Yeah. Russ, what are your thoughts so far on that series? I mean, 3-2 now. We do finally get a team to win at home there last night, which felt just weird having seen those two teams go back and forth and no one capable of closing one out. Thoughts on where we're at? Dallas taking that 3-2 lead and maybe one of these two teams or one of these two teams becoming the Avalanche's next opponent in round two.
Yeah, feel great about the Stars series bets that we all made. Actually played the Stars to win the Stanley Cup at 25-1 after they were down 2-0. So I feel great at that, you know, how they bounce back basically. Like I said, I think the teams that are going to pose a tough matchup for the Avs are going to be offensive teams. Dallas can certainly do that, but they're playing a little bit more defensive in this series. And, like so many said, the Knights just don't have any answers right now. They're going back and forth between goalies. I think that move last night to go to Aiden Hill was questionable at best after Logan Thompson had been playing so well, but I feel good. We pretty much all have money on the Stars series. I think have bet them game to game. Last night, I thought the price was a little bit too steep, but probably will be on them in Vegas if they are plus money to close out this series. But feel great. You know, I think the Stars are one of the best teams in the NHL, and they're certainly showing that the last three games.
Another game that went on last night and series close out, the Edmonton Oilers defeat the LA Kings. 4-1 series victory there. So Monty, that one was handled pretty cleanly by the Edmonton Oilers. Obviously, the one game that goes to overtime, they lose there. What are your thoughts on the Oilers' ability to close that out? How they've shown up so far through the first round?
Yeah, the Oilers are a machine right now. I think that not only are they scoring, but we saw them winning a 1-0 road game in the playoffs, right? I think that says a lot about the about the maturity of the team, about kind of where their headspace is, and yeah, they're outstanding right now. I'm actually surprised at how easily they got past the Kings. I did have this as a 7-game series, and I picked a potential upset here as well. So I'm surprised that this Oilers team, this iteration of the team, is a lot deeper. They're a lot more mature. They're going to be a very, very scary out here.
Yeah. Russ, this Oilers team getting through like that, playing the way that they have, where are your thoughts on them going forward? Is there any way that you would want to kind of find ways to get behind them, whether it be series prices or futures or anything, now jumping on this boat, moving past series one?
Yeah, I mean, so many nailed it. They're winning in all sorts of different ways. Fortunately for us, we were betting the over in pretty much every game that series. And I think it hit in 4 of 5 games other than the 1-0 win. It hit last night, so we're fortunate there. But we did lose the Kings series price at plus money. I thought that game, the series was going to be a lot closer. I thought it was at least going to go 6 or 7 games. The Oilers are absolutely turning it on. I would be fearful if the Avs did get to them in the finals. There's a reason, I picked these guys to make it to the finals in my bracket. They are absolutely dominating right now. Like somebody said, it's scary because they're actually playing really, really good defense also. I think that Skinner is a little bit questionable, which is why we've been betting the over in most of these games. But if they're playing defense like they have been, then, he doesn't have to face a ton of shots. He can get like 25, 22 shots a game, then he can totally manage that. So I agree with so many. This is a scary team. And, they're going to be a very, very difficult out if they keep playing defense like they have been.
All right, there you go. Recapping there, one game on the NHL schedule tonight. It will be a shorter show. Apologies for that, but that's the way it is here in the playoffs with these limited slates. And Charles mentioning, it's a great day to be Leaf. Cue up shipping up to Boston, and then this number implies Matthew's incorrect. Let's take a look over at the Bruins-Leafs price here tonight. And I mean, for myself, let's hope that it's a good day, great day to believe. We can start queuing up, shipping up to Boston following the final buzzer of this one. The Leafs hosting the Bruins in game six, looking to stay alive, down 3-2 in this series. Minus 107 on Toronto at our friends at Pinnacle. Best price on that side. And, oh, guess what? The Boston Bruins minus 103. Best price on the other side at Pinnacle as well. If you're looking for puck lines, Leafs minus 1.5, plus 236. So money, guess where it's the best price available?
Maybe Pinnacle?
That would be correct. And the total in this one, 5.5. If you're looking for the over, minus 110. Anyone else want to guess where that one would be best price available? That would be at Pinnacle.
Of course. Check
out Pinnacle Sportsbook if you haven't already. As for the prices, where we see the total in this game, and I guess as for Charles's question there about, does this number imply Matthews is in? So money, what are your thoughts on where the number is and whether or not this does include Matthews' health, or what this says about Matthews' health is, I guess, the better way to phrase that.
This number implies Matthews is out. In game, what was it now? Game four, the Leafs closed closer to the mid minus 120s. So we've got that Matthews adjustment here. So this would imply he's out. It's a tough number. I think that once we get official confirmation that he is out, I think that is going to move the line a little bit. I want to bet the Leafs. I really, really do. I just think that I don't think Boston played poorly last game. I'm just gonna bring up their bring up my game notes there. Sorry, should be more prepared.
That's all good.
There's only one game on, and I don't have the tab open for that game. So I don't think Boston played poorly in that game. I'm seeing how they actually generated the most offensively in game five then they have the whole season then they have the whole series, right? So that tells me that they're starting to find their game in terms of offensive generation. In fact, we're seeing a steady increase since game one in terms of their offensive generation. Yes they did score five goals in that game one, but we talked about how that was a deceiving five goals that they scored. That wasn't a 5-1 win for them. So offensively, they're starting to get better. Defensively, the first two games at home, games one and two, were shaky for them, but they are starting to get back to their baseline defensively. So I don't really have a problem with Boston's game. I wonder about what's between the ears right now. I think that some of the comments coming from Boston's camp is a little concerning. I don't like hearing that kind of stuff in the middle of a playoff series where you're talking about I'm still pissed after last game and stuff like that. Like, no, like you should not be pissed after last game. It's over, right? Like, now it's a new game in the playoffs. So stuff like that makes me a little concerned, especially if it's coming from the head coach, right? So that concerns me. Toronto, I love what's coming out of Toronto's camp. You hear Wall after his quote after the game saying that I'm having the time of my life right now, right? Like, I mean, and the kid's playing well. So even though I want to bet on the Leafs, I think it's too close right now on the line. I think that we're gonna be flipping a coin here again. And if I don't have anything on this game, then you know I'll be cheering for the Leafs. It's a great point there too in the chat here. Monty got the bees too tightly strung. You know, at some point they blew a 3-1 series lead last year, right, against the Panthers. Like,
yeah.
At some point, this is becoming. This is becoming a concern with how he's handling the team, right? Like, I really didn't like that quote about him saying that he's still pissed off after last game. So, I mean, let's see how it goes. I want to bet the Leafs. Maybe I'll get there. Maybe when Matthews is confirmed out, we'll see a little bit of a drift. this number right now, it should be where it is, assuming that Austin Matthews is out. So if there is a little bit of a drift when the confirmed status comes in, that is where we may see the value.
Sure.
Russ, what do you make of where the number is right now? I know you and I were talking before kind of about whether or not Matthews would play, maybe gauging your interest levels and just trying to determine what this number was telling us and where it would start to head given information that might come out. I mean, at this point, it could come out within the next 10 minutes. This is normally when we get some so money breaking news while we're on the show. But just kind of thoughts on where the number is, where this one might start moving to, and your level of interest as of right now.
Yeah, you know, like somebody said, it definitely implies that he is out. You know, normally the odds makers do know a little bit more than the public. I've been refreshing Twitter all morning, and there's different, you know, he was on the ice, but he looked doubtful. So basically nobody knows yet. I would like to bet the Leafs here as well. I think that, you know, I have so much money on this series price at various different numbers that I already, you know, have some money on the Leafs, you know, without betting this number. But I agree with so many. I think, you know, this number implies that he is out, which is a very, very – this is a very, very tricky thing for a players-based handicapping model. If he is in, I would love to play the Leafs up to minus 115, minus 120 here, which is probably where it will drift if he does get confirmed in. You know, I think it will probably, if he does get confirmed in, I think it would probably close around minus 120, which there probably isn't a ton of value left in the number. So there's a little bit of a battle here. Do you want to lock in this cheap price and hope that he plays, or do you want to, you know, wait and see if he's confirmed out and then, you know, and then play the Leafs anyway at maybe plus money. So this is a very tricky spot. Like I said, I think the Leafs do even the series up tonight. I think that they will win at home. But I would love to, you know, I would love to have Matthews confirmed before I bet on that play. So it's tough for me. I'm with so money here. I'm just going to have to pass. There's so much uncertainty in Austin Matthews that, you know, I can't in good conscience, I can't make a play right now, unfortunately. You know, despite the fact that we don't know the lineups for the forwards, I think there's, you know, we do know the lineups for the defensemen, and I do have a play on Morgan Riley and his shot props. I think we can go ahead and lock in. This is, you know, it's been a fairly consistent thing all series. Morgan Riley's led the team in time on ice. He's gone over his shot prop total in the last four games in a row. So we played Morgan Riley over 2.5 shots on goal at even money. I think that that's a there is some even money there at BetMGM. I would go ahead and lock that in right away. Like I said, you know, despite the fact that the I'm not confident of the forwards lineups yet, it's constantly changing. You know, Morgan Riley is going to be in there. He's going to be leading this decor, and he's gone over the shot prop total in the last four games. He's been basically all over the ice, leading the team in time on the ice, close to averaging close to 25 minutes on the ice. So, you know, it's just a consistent thing. If it's, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it type of thing. Over 2.5 shots on goal, I think, is a good play. Other than that, you know, probably going to have to wait for Matthews information and see where the line goes. But I do want to bet the Leafs, and I do think they win tonight.
So we'll lock in the one bet there. Morgan Riley over 2.5 shots on goal plus 100. That'll be our one and only best bet for today's game. With the uncertainty in the news, the information, the number, that's just kind of where we're going to be at. We're not going to force stuff here. So that's the one we'll lock in. As for people watching, if you haven't already, please hit that like button, subscribe here to the channel. Final thing I want to ask you guys, there was something thrown out in the chat here while you guys were breaking down the game. RMK says, if you like the Leafs here, just bet them to win the series. So money, I'm kind of curious how you would go about approaching something like this. I just pulled up Pinnacle. I look at the series price here on the Leafs, plus 311 to win against the Bruins, which would obviously, that there's one way to do this, and that would be you win tonight and you win game seven. There's no other possible outcomes or routes to that. Now we see this number here tonight, minus 107. Obviously, some uncertainty with injuries, with who might come back, where this number might move to, might close at, and then obviously what game seven, what could happen before game seven, and what that number could come up to. How would you approach this, whether it be game by game, if you're looking to back the Leafs or jumping on the series price at something like what Pinnacle's posted here at plus 311?
So let's look at the series price, or actually let's work backwards, right? So game seven in Boston, in game five, when we knew that Wall was playing and we knew that Austin Matthews was out, that number closed game five at, let's call it Bruins. You got to de-vague it, right? So in the mid minus 150s, let's say minus 160, when you take the juice out, minus 160 on the Bruins, that's what they closed game seven. Now, sorry, that's what they closed game five. That's with Wall in and with Austin Matthews status. So assuming that Matthews is out in game seven, because that's the information that we're basing the line composition on right now, right? So assuming Matthews is out for game seven, and we know that that Joseph Wall is fine. He's been playing fine. So we have to adjust that down a little bit, because there was uncertainty with the way that Joseph Wall was gonna go into that game, right? So we adjusted down. I'll call it minus 155 on a DVIG number for the Bruins, right? So you take Toronto at plus 155 for game seven. You multiply that by what they're going to close for game six. Again, assuming Austin Matthews is out, right? So assuming he's out, let's say that after the initial drift, we close at what the current number is, which should be 50%, right? So 50% plus whatever the plus 155 works out to, which is, what's that? What is minus 155? Sorry. So plus 155 works out to 39.2%, right? So 39% multiplied by 50%, that's going to give you the implied probability for Toronto winning both games. And then you compare that to what the current series price is. And then that should give you a quick back of the napkin math on how you would approach that.
Quickly here, sorry, Russ, I'll let you jump in as well. I mean, that should be good information for people to use. Just tweet coming out 20 seconds ago here. Austin Matthews not on the ice at Leafs skate. He did skate earlier. It's looking doubtful he'll play in game six. So, I mean, I assume at some point here we're going to start to see numbers moving. It is on my screen moving as well, just slightly, but we do see a little bit of movement. We just had Leafs minus 107. We're seeing Leafs minus 105 right now. So a little bit of an adjustment as of right now. Looks like he's doubtful to go. I don't know if that information is something. Is that enough for you guys to play on? I am curious that, like, Russ, is this you see he's doubtful to play, not on the ASM morning skate. You use that to start to go in and to jump into the market, or do you have to wait for more solid confirmation?
No, I mean, unfortunately, according to my numbers, it's going to have to be a pass. You know, he's such a needle mover, and it changes my percentages so much with him being out. Unfortunately, I did run the numbers with him being out, and there's no play on the Leafs. As far as the series price, I agree with what So Money said. I think, it kind of depends on what you already have on the series. If you've already made bets on them at plus 200 or plus 300, like I have, so it kind of changes the dynamic. But if they close, anywhere around plus 140 to plus 150 for game seven, I think you'd be better off just betting it game by game. Even if some places let you parlay the two games. If you were to parlay, minus 110 or minus 105 and plus 140, you would get closer to, $100 bet would win you like 350 in those two scenarios. So that's better value than the series price currently. I think, you could probably find a better number now that Matthews is confirmed out, but I would rather just take it game by game. And yeah, unfortunately in this game, you know, I'm a huge, huge Leafs fan. I hope they do win, but I can't make a bet on them according to this price with the lineup that they have now.
So a comment here earlier from Connor Hartle asking if that is a Kawhi shirt root after he lost his Clips. I'm sorry about the Clips, but I'm trying to channel some type of inner Toronto karma here, some Toronto juju ahead of tonight's game. That it's the Kawhi Finals MVP shirt, you know, try to bring some positivity to the team, to the city here ahead of game six. That'll do it for today's show. We appreciate everyone who's tuned in. Continue to watch that number as it will be likely moving across your screens as the day goes on. For us here today, we have one best bet ahead of tonight's game, and that is going to come at courtesy of Russ. We have Morgan Rielly over 2.5 shots on goal plus 100. So over 2.5 shots on goal plus 100. That one was widely available. Make sure to head on over to the BetStamp app where you can find us in the Find Better section as Edgework HQ. You can see all the bets from this season, all the bets from last year. You can check out whether how we're doing on player prop sides, totals, what books we're betting at, all that kind of stuff. So make sure to check it out. Thanks so much to everyone who tuned in here today. We appreciate it as always. So Money, Russ, thank you guys for taking the time to do this. So Money, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Russ, we'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for all the support. Make sure to hit that like button, subscribe as well. Sign up for the draft party contest. You can find that link in the description of the show here, whether it's on YouTube, if it's on podcasting platforms. It's daily trivia that you can find starting May 6th, Monday through Friday. You get an email sent to you, and it'll be different kinds of contests, different kinds of options, different trivia every single day. You can find individual player trivia, recent history, the past 10 to 15 years, career performances by players, teams, odds and ends, all different kind of stuff. 4 weeks, you can see how you stack up against your friends. See how you stack up against the Edgework creators. So make sure to head over to draftparty.net as well. Click the link in the description if you do want to sign up for this upcoming contest. So thank you so much to everyone who tuned in. Look forward to seeing you guys back here tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time for more picks and previews. Enjoy tonight's one game, and good luck on your bets.